Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Dr. Robin Titus joins us. She's the State Senate Minority Leader, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Dr. Robin Titus. She is the State Senate Minority Leader, Republican of District 17. Pleasure to have you back.
Well, thank you, Sam. I'm happy to be on the Nevada Newsmakers. And boy, did you make the news in the last couple of weeks.
Really? I hadn't noticed that.
Oh,
things have been busy, huh? Probably your last appearance on the program. So I've got a lot of things to talk to you about. I want to start out with a story that broke yesterday afternoon. David Ellison, who's trying to buy Warner Brothers, was the owner of Warner Brothers Discovery, or in the process of being the owner. And there's a lot of pushback from the Attorney General in California to this merger. And he has now told his executives that he's considering pulling the company out of California and moving it elsewhere because he's so unhappy with what's going on there. So huge movie company, cable company, et cetera, et cetera. A whole bunch of states are listed as places that are looking to invite him. Not Nevada.
Well, we welcome any businesses, and I'd welcome him if he wanted to come. But I wouldn't welcome if it takes a handout to get him here.
Well, you know, what's interesting is to me that Nevada being so close to California, that one of the problems when Disney, for example, wanted to move everybody out of California and go to Florida, there was a lot of pushback from the employees. We don't want to leave our families and all the rest of that. And so they ended up giving up that idea. Here, that seems that, you know, for Paramount, and then if they get Warner Brothers Discovery, Nevada would be the perfect place because people could commute.
I agree. And they'd be welcome, like I said. So it's all about choices that they make as a corporation, whether they can find the employees to work for them and whether it looks like good. And maybe he's sitting back right now looking at, are you going to come around my way or not? I think the message was clear during special session that folks are not happy with giving them any handouts, especially those terrible things I believe in, transferable tax credits. So we'll have to see how all this plays out.
And of course, the noise at this point is that this is coming back again next session.
Well, the governor did submit a BDR, and it does address tax credits, I reached out to the governor's team and say, hey, can you give me a 60,000 foot view of what this BDR really is doing? Because we were concerned that that might be, because it says it addresses film tax and transferable tax credits. And mostly it's clear up language on some of those issues, not expanding them. So I think there's a lot of paranoia out there. I've been assured that that film tax credit bill will not be coming back. Whether some version of that, we don't know. It might happen, depends on what the landscape looks like. I have made it very clear that that's not something I would support. So whether or not the governor chooses to put in a bill that does, we'll wait to see.
Going back to your comments at the beginning of the program here, that the show has gotten a lot of attention here, and mainly because of Congressman Amadei's comments on the program regarding Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo and his lack at this point of an endorsement for him. What did you make of that?
Well, it definitely made the news, and I think that, and good for you. You don't, you sit here and you bring news forward for folks, especially in Northern Nevada, although it goes throughout the state, and questions like that are fair game. Mark Amadei is sitting congressman, and he's been stellar in that position. I haven't always agreed with his votes, but I've always felt strongly that he had the best interests of Nevadans at heart. If you know anything about me, I quote Voltaire a lot, a French politician. If your viewers don't know who Voltaire was, Voltaire said, I may not agree with what you're saying, but I would die for your right to say it. He is entitled to his opinion. That's his seat. So of course he'd have an opinion. Hopefully he will maybe come around and maybe he doesn't. But at the reality, Lieutenant Colonel Flippo has a lot of endorsements, including our governor, who has come out and endorsed him, who was a close friend and hired James Settlemyer.
And the president.
And the president was the first, and I think that was the thing that tipped him over and helped him win his race. I was shocked at how much he won by, Flippo did, because I was a Settlemyer supporter, pure and simple. But the endorsements that Flippo got definitely pushed him, and I believe it was Trump's endorsement that was the final thing that pushed him over there. Since the election, I think many of us have seen that, listen, he's our guy now, and we're going to endorse him. We certainly cannot have a Democrat pick up that seat. I've served with Teresa Benitez Thompson. We call her TBT. I sometimes call her TNT. I think that the reality, and I know her voting record, she is not okay for Nevada. And again, she can say and run on anything she wants to as a moderate, and she's going to look out for Northern Nevada. But look at voting records. Look at bills that she's brought forward. There was a time when she, you know, the public option, which is basically socialized medicine. And I was Assembly Minority Leader, and when she was a Majority Leader in Assembly, and I went to her and I said, TPT, we can't afford this. It's not a good thing for Nevada. It will keep physicians from coming to Nevada. And she said to me, I know, Robin, but we have to do this. Nationally, we have to do this. It's when they had the trifecta in Carson City, meaning for your viewers, they had the governors and both houses were Democrat. And they pushed forward on her watch significant legislation that is moving Nevada way too far to the left and the kind of socialized, Democrat Socialist Party type of room. And I just say voters need to watch the record. And she'll run moderate, because they do in a situation like this. So as you know, I have endorsed Lieutenant Colonel Flippo. I've had conversations with him. I've had conversations with Congressman Amadei after his appearance on your show. In my mind, this is bigger than any one person. This is, in my mind, for the state of Nevada. Of course, our federal government, but on an off-year election with an incumbent president, we lose seats. This is not one seat we can afford to lose.
I know you're not going to answer it, but I have to ask you anyway. Will you share any of your conversation with Congressman Amadei?
I am going to answer it. Of course, I'll share it. This is something he and I are good friends, and he's been friends of our family. I'm married to retired Sheriff Alan Vail, and when Alan retired over a decade ago, I called Mark and said, hey, will you be the MC at his retirement party? And he said yes. I mean, that's how far back we go. So I think he and I both said, you know, he said, hey, I understand where you're coming from. And I said, hey, I understand where you're coming from. And that's the reality. And that's the mature people in the room.
All right. Okay. You have spent time with Lieutenant Colonel Firpo. I only got to spend, you know, 5 minutes with him, and I enjoyed the conversation. He was very nice, seemed at the time very willing to come on the program at some point. But at this point, he is not doing interviews that I am seeing anywhere. If he is, I haven't seen them. And I don't care if he appears on this program or others. I mean, I'd love him to be here, but I would love for him to be somewhere. But you've spent time talking to him, so tell us who he is, in your opinion, and why he is good for this seat, beyond just being a Republican.
Right, thank you. I think that one of the things that, in my conversations with him, I think he will certainly support our president. I think he's going to be a good conservative. My question, as I said on the show a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month now, the reality for me is I wanted to make sure he understood Northern Nevada issues. The man's from Alaska. He understands rural, so it's not like he doesn't. He's not somebody that moved here from Chicago, Illinois, a few months ago. He does get some of those. He's working hard. He did take my advice, as I said on the show a while back, about going out and meeting with folks in the rural areas, sitting down and listening to them. As a matter of fact, when I talked just a couple days with him, he said, well, Robin, I've been here, I've been this, and he gave a list of what he's been trying to do, meeting with folks. And I think that's really the key, is meeting with folks. I think I told him he needed to share a little bit more about his personal life. He's married for, I think, 34 plus years. He has two sons. He has five grandkids. His issues and concerns are like the rest of us, all the moms out there, about education, making sure they're safe. He's worried about the safety of his family and some, you know, politics is nasty. Politics can be very scary, and you expose your family to a lot of things. And I think for Senator Settlemyer, I mean, some of that race, really, his family took it personally, and we're very upset about it, and it can get there. And unfortunately, you have to be tough when you drag your family into the political realm. And I think Lieutenant Colonel Filippo is concerned about some of that, but he's a genuine person and very personable, and he needs to be able to share that. As I told him, I said, there's nobody doubts his military credentials. Nobody doubts that he's going to support our president. Nobody doubts that. I want to make sure that they see that personal side of him, that he understands and has had the same concerns as everybody else about cost, about raising a family, about getting education, keeping his family safe. Those are real issues that we all are concerned about, and I think they need to do a better job of sharing that.
Published reports say that he loaned his campaign $1.2 million. I was curious, was that inherited money? Is that a business he runs?
I honestly have no idea about his finances. But along that line, though, and back to the Settlemyer-Flippo race, one of the big things was that Settlemyer and his family were really upset about the personal attacks. And when I talked to Congressman, one of the things that he did share with me is that Mark said he's never run a negative campaign. In all his years in office, he never ran a negative campaign. But the reality is, in this day and age, both sides will send out contrast mailers. And if you don't believe that, I brought a fun facts for you. I brought one that James Settlemyer sent out about. I brought one that Filippo sent out about Settlemyer on his side doing really well, and then on Settlemyer, his bad side. But Settlemyer sent things out too, really good rancher stuff, James Settlemyer. And then on the backside, it's all the things that David Filippo has maybe done or not done, including maybe loaning him some money, some questions on his businesses. And I think that's what happens in politics. You get this kind of, well, they're running a dirty campaign. The reality is, the political world is not a fun place to be. And fortunately for Congressman Amine, he's been able to stay above that. He's been able to say, I've never run a dirty campaign or a negative campaign, because he never really had a big campaign to run before. And I think he would just let the people running against him shoot themselves in their foot, so to speak, right? And so I just think that politics is not for the faint-hearted.
To say the least. And something I think is important for people to understand is this is nothing new. Go back to the Roman times, the Greek times, and beyond. Go back to the caveman time. The guy with the biggest club went over the hill and knocked out the head of the village on the other side of the hill. It's been going on a while. Let's take a break. We'll come back. More issues with Robin Titus after this timeout.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance. Where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link. Our plans are made for your plans.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Aaron Ford says he was a teacher.
I taught middle school math.
Here's some math.
Ford took over 420 days of vacation.
While we showed up for work.
That's more than a year of paid vacation.
While he was jetting off to Paris.
Martha's Vineyard.
And Cabo.
We were here.
We were here.
We were here teaching.
You know who else was here?
Joe Lombardo. For kids, families, and teachers.
He shows up every time.
And teachers are going to show up for Joe Lombardo every time.
This summer, all roads lead to Tamarack Casino for trucks or bucks. Win up to $5,000 in cash every week. Buckle up and win a brand new Tundra or up to $45,000 in cash. Shift the winning and your good times into high gear at Tamarack Casino.
At Nevada Urban Indians in Reno, your health is our priority. Our medical clinic welcomes everyone. We accept all insurances, ensuring quality care is within reach. Nevada Urban Indians, your partners in health.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Robin Titus. She's the state Senate Minority Leader, Republican. I'm hearing rumblings about the State Pharmacy Board putting out a ruling because they feel that pharmacists are overworked and there aren't enough pharmacists, like there aren't enough anything in our state as far as medical goes. That they would be limited to only writing 250 prescriptions a day. You heard anything about this?
Well, first, just to be clear, pharmacists do not write prescriptions.
I'm sorry, correct, yes.
They fill prescriptions.
Yes, thank
you. So that scope of practice issue is something that I've
100% addressed a lot.
Fatigue is a big deal, and you make mistakes, whatever the career is, but you don't want a person filling a prescription and number one, not getting it right, or number two, giving more too much or not enough. And so I haven't seen that with the board. I sit on Ledge Commission where we look at different rules and regulations, and I haven't seen that particular one come up yet regarding limiting the hours. But I think it's across...
It's not the hours. It's the number of prescriptions they can write.
Right. And so, again, or they fill.
Yes, yeah. I'm sorry.
Clear.
Right, sorry.
And so I would question whether or not that makes good sense. I don't know of any other state that's done that. I think we don't have enough of them. And if there is a delay in filling a prescription because a farmer says, no, I've reached my max at 200 today, then what happens at some of these really busy places like the Walmarts of the world that filled a ton of prescriptions in a day all the other type of standalone pharmacies, how will that work? So I haven't seen that. I would have concerns about that. I would support certain hours and time and fatigue and make it in cross-checking because we don't want errors. The biggest thing, and I would have to see data on how many errors were on misfilled prescriptions now. There's so many checks and balances there. It does happen. It happened more when they were compounding medications, and they just don't compound. In other words, they don't mix things up anymore. They don't fill up those capsules anymore. And so I would, I just haven't seen that. But if, I'd have to look at the data. I'm kind of a data-driven person.
Yes, to say the least. There were concerns that because pharmacies bring in business into locations where they are, for example, grocery stores, places like that, that those businesses might be in jeopardy if they didn't have the pharmacy business because they weren't able to supply the number of pharmacists needed to be able to deal with this rule.
Yeah, interesting. I do know rural Nevada, the small pharmacies that were out there are having a really tough time surviving from the mail, from the Walmarts of the world. I keep bringing up because that's who takes over. But they're just having a difficult time staying open. So limiting anybody's ability to act as a pharmacist would be a big concern to me.
All right, let's take another break. More with Dr. Titus after this timeout.
This piano's in tune because I take care of it. Neglect it, and nothing sounds right. That's our economy. Congress neglects us while lining their pockets, self-dealing, insider trading, while you do more with less. One good job used to buy a home, fill your tank, raise a family. Not anymore. I'm Marty O'Donnell. I approve this message because it's time to get Congress back in tune.
We're the Peters family, two combat veterans, our daughter Elle, and our Liberty Dogs puppy in training, Cooper.
Cooper will grow up to be a life-changing companion to a veteran with visible or invisible challenges.
We're helping Cooper build focus and confidence so he's ready to support his veteran.
And we know he will help bring happiness and independence to his veteran's life.
So join us, become a puppy raiser, and change lives, one puppy at a time.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain, moving 95% of our freight in the Silver State. And while essential, the road isn't always smooth. Supply chain disruptions, rising fuel costs, and unrealistic rules and laws that hamper our ability to serve our customers and country. Our prosperity and every sector of the economy, manufacturing, mining, medicine, and food from farm to table, is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
2025 is bringing big changes for Nevada businesses. If you have more than five employees and have been operating for 3 years or more, you must now comply with new state retirement plan mandates. The Vegas Chamber 401k plan makes it easy, offering a proven, customizable, and cost-effective plan for employers and employees to save with tax advantages. Visit VegasChamber.com to explore options and see how the Vegas Chamber can help you start saving for your future.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Robin Titus. She's the state Senate Minority Leader. I was at the doctor's office yesterday and I was asking about telemedicine. And they're not able to do it anymore. It seems like this is a huge lost opportunity because one of the good things that came out of COVID was the ability for a much more efficient medical system where you could do telemedicine.
Well, that's news to me because telemedicine is alive and well, and they're even looking at setting up different modules so that a person, especially in rural areas, can go in a private space, go in, have a blood pressure check, have vitals checked, and have an interaction with a provider. So I hadn't heard that they weren't able to do telemedicine.
Maybe it was on specific things.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. That would be new to me. There's a lot of telemedicine's been around for a long, long time. And a funny little quick story, when it first came out, Joe Deeney was the speaker that I then ultimately had for 4 terms. And they asked me, because I was a medical director of our long-term care in Yarrington, and they asked me if we could show an example to the legislators about telehealth. And I had one of my long-term care patients, and I went to do an interview with her, and we had a big monitor at the time, and they were watching in Carson City, and I wanted her to tell me, you know, some of her problems. And she looked at me and she said, "Dr. Titus, everybody thinks I'm already crazy, but you want me to talk to that television there?" And so it was really a funny time. But so it didn't go very far, very fast, but there's certainly things in a place for telemedicine, quick checkups, quick follow-ups. It was never, in my mind, to replace that personal interaction. I always like to actually, when I see my patients, I like to actually touch them, put my stethoscope on them. And a flat screen just doesn't do that. But it has its place in filling a gap when you can't get to a real provider, especially in the realm of follow-up. So we're expanding it. There's more monies and we're getting reimbursed for it. So I'm not sure what niche that was. They weren't able to do it, but it's certainly still alive and well.
Okay, well, that's great to hear. Let's talk about Senate race CD3. Congressional District CD3. That seems like that's a real battle with Marty O'Donnell It looks to me like he's probably put in about $3 million so far in that race.
He has put in. We know that Speaker Johnson is coming to Las Vegas. Mike Johnson is hosting something for Kerry Buck and for Marty O'Donnell. They think that's in play. We'll see how that goes. It's not in my territory. I follow Senator Bucks a lot because she's a senator and a part of my caucus, and we're very much supporting her. That race, we'll see where it goes.
Interesting, because after the redistricting, Dina Titus was very vocal about her unhappiness with what happened to her district. Do you really think that that district is in play?
I think everything's in play. I think we know that Kerry Buck has done a great job and a great race, and she's a great candidate. She has strong support.
And well-known.
Well-known, and she should be well-known. She had done a fantastic job in turning around schools. I mean, she knows her business when it comes to education and schools. And besides being a fantastic mom, woman, legislator, I think that she does have a chance. And we're hoping that somebody has to be appointed to her Senate seat, although we'll miss her in our caucus. I think that's a real chance.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure to be here.
And we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. Our community is our foundation. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. If you want to be on our mailing list, go to the website, NevadaNewsmakers.com, and sign up. You'll get the guest list in advance every Friday, and on Mondays, a whole list of our new archive shows going back to 2003. We'll see you on the next broadcast.